Blog Talk Radio.
That time I go to the earth. Getting a little bit better with that. Getting a little bit better with that. Hey there, everybody. Good morning. This is K-Down. Hope everybody doing well on this beautiful, frosty morning. I don't know about y'all, but me, I love the winter. So when it starts snowing, when the weather gets around 28 degrees, that's the best time of the year for me. I know a lot of people disagree with it, but hey, it's just me. I'm a winter baby. I like the cold. Coming in with this episode today, just talking about a few things. I know me and my bro Easy also. We ain't been on lately. He had his little things he was dealing with. I had a couple things I was dealing with, but hopefully that's all dealt with. And we started doing our regular shows instead of having big gaps in between shows. We would like to give y'all shows more frequently, hopefully 1 to 2 a week. But this episode right here is just to let you guys know, like, some upcoming info of what I want to do. I know my bro, he made an episode yesterday about some things that he want to do. But some things that I want to do coming up to take the show different places. Before I get to that, I'd like to say thank everyone who likes, views, listen, and share all of our content, because of you guys, we went up over 100 views and listens. Like he said yesterday, we plan on doing something in the near future. So we don't know exactly what that is yet. We plan on doing something for you guys in the near future. We're getting on with the show. There's a couple things that I know that it the name of the show is Bro Live Sports Radio. But we don't always just talk about sports. We talk about other things as well. And going forward, I would love to start doing, I'm a car guy, so I would like to start doing car reviews. I'm going to start doing game reviews as far as like the games that I play on my Xbox. If you have Xbox and you play online, look me up, KDown88. That's my gamer tag. You add me, I'm gonna add you back. I don't have a PlayStation 4 yet, so I don't have my tag for that. I still have my PlayStation 3, and I think I'm gonna change my gamer tag when I get the 4. But I want to do game reviews, car reviews. The auto show is coming up in February. I think I'm going to do one, maybe two shows or one very long show about the cars at the auto show. I would like to do movie reviews. So if it's a movie that you want to see and, you know, you want to get some input on it before you go see it, you know, comment, you know, drop it up inside somewhere on the Facebook page, let us know, and I'll make sure I go see that movie, give my input on it, and everything. But that's really mostly what I want to do. I want to get some more people on the show, so, you know, more friends. Even if it's not friends, if you're a friend of a friend and you want to talk about something because my friend shared it, even though we're not friends, you can go on the Facebook page, drop us a message, you know, say that you want to come on the show and what time you're free and see if we're free at the same time, and we can do a call-in section for that. I would like to say congratulations to my bro for winning circuit judge this year. I don't want to put his name out there before I get the okay to, but he know who he is. He one circuit judge in his inauguration, well, his intro inauguration on just congratulation handshakes and everything. It was this Monday at the Thompson Center. Sorry I wasn't able to make it. Kind of overslept by the time I woke up. It was a little bit too late for me to get down there. But congratulations to you. Hopefully one day I can have you on the show, talk a little bit of legal advice. I know my bro said that, Easy also said that he want to have our close friend Lamont on here coming up soon. We want to have Veronica come back on the show. She's in Indiana now. Like, he forgot the name. I didn't forget the name. I just can't pronounce it, so I don't want to say it and say it wrong. I would also like to have one of my other brothers, Tony, on the show. He's a chef. I'd like to have him on the show and talk about some cooking recipes and everything like that for everyone. I would also like to have my close friend Abdel on the show. He do art. He have a lot of art shows, and you know, I know sometimes I'm not able to go out to his art shows because I'll be at work or whatever. But you know, spread the word about his art because he makes wonderful art. Hopefully you're doing well too. He had a little incident not too long ago, a couple days ago. Hopefully he's doing good. Keep him in y'all prayers. But yeah, so you know, I've been keeping up with sports because me and Easy also, we in the same fantasy football league. Right now I'm the lead guy. You know, I'm the only one who have clinched a playoff spot. Number one, I've scored the most points and had the less points scored against me in the football league. E-Rod, I'm pretty sure you're going to hear this because I'm going to put it on the sports page. He made the fantasy football very, very interesting. I would like to have him on the show as well. But a couple quick sports things. The White Sox traded Chris Sales. Now, I'm not a Sox fan. I'm a Cubs fan. But I don't quite understand that trade for the simple fact. Yeah, they got some good prospects, but you didn't get back any pitching prospects. I think they should have got some pitching prospects back with that. And then they turn around and they traded someone else yesterday. Don't kick me while I'm down. I forgot who they traded just that quick. And they got some good prospects back for him. And they got a number one and a number three prospect back for him. So that was a good move. But if they trade Abreu, that means they're just blowing the whole team up. And I mean, it's not a bad thing because they sucked already, but you know, it's not a good thing either because you don't have any pitchers. I mean, you can have hitters, but you need to build around pitching. The Cubs traded Jose Soler for Wade. And the reason why they traded him was because they knew that Chapman would not want to resign. He said he won a $100 million contract. Yesterday night, he signed with the Yankees for $85 million. 5 years, $85 million. I think, though, he has a no-trade clause for two or three years out of that five-year deal. And he's gone. So when we traded for him, the Yankees basically traded nothing. You know, because we just rented it for a couple months and then we gave him back. But I'm not too heartbroken over it. I mean, was nice while it lasted. I mean, he did good. He damn near gave up the winning run in the world. Well, he did give up the winning run in the World Series to tie the game. Then came back and we closed it out. But we picked up Wade Davis. He has better control of his stuff. Chapman, he's mostly just a pounding in there guy. So now we got a guy who can control his pitches, even though it's not 105 miles an hour. He still got some filthy stuff. And I haven't really been looking too much around the league or what's been going on. Been kind of busy at work. So that's one of the reasons why I was kind of lacking on here, because I was working and I was tired. But a lot of people I've been paying attention to, the Bulls as well. A lot of people that have mixed emotions about the Bulls. The Bulls are on a don't kill me. For some reason, everything is just slipping my mind right now. They're on a 4-game losing streak, if I'm not mistaken. Rondo was suspended by the team for 1 game for getting into an argument with the assistant coach. Don't know which assistant coach it was, but he got into an argument with one of them. I don't know what the argument was about. I didn't read too much into it, but it ain't like he's been doing good all year. I think Rondo, I don't think it's an alpha problem. I think Rondo just have a trust problem, and when he feel like he's not being trusted, he kind of just says, forget it. You know, you don't trust me, so whatever. You know, I think that's what it is with Rondo. But the problem with the Bulls is beyond the fourth quarter woes that we've been having, our bench players, the support that comes up off of the bench, they really don't earn their keep. Our starting lineup comes in, they do what they supposed to do. They give us the lead, you know, and then when the bench come in, it's like they just lose power, or they just lose their presence, period. And as much as it hurt me to say, I think we need to put Taj back on the bench just because to get some type of scoring up off of the bench. I know when Doug McDermott and Michael Carter Williams come back, I think things will be a little bit better coming up off of the bench. I was one of them guys that praised Nikola Mirotic before he came, but his play in the league compared to overseas is horrible. I think he's like 11 for 78 in the past 4 games. Just tremendously horrible. I don't know if it's a confidence problem or if it's a workout issue, or is he just trying to do too much? But he needs to sit his ass down, or we need to trade him. But the Bears won, which kind of teed me off. And I know a lot of people are like, well, I know that's you. Because I want them to lose out the season so we can get a good draft pick. We got to get rid of Jay Cutler. My time is going down. I forgot to touch on them in the early parts, but I need 30 minutes to talk about the Bears and talk about what's going on with that organization and everything. We'll be doing another show very soon. Next show, it's going to probably tomorrow. I'm going to try to do a show tomorrow and try to do one with my bro, and so we can do a back and forth thing. Because I know sometimes when it's just me or just him, you guys probably get tired of just hearing one person, but the tone that we talk in. So I'm going to try to have him on tomorrow with me if we can get both get free time. But Thank y'all for listening. It's K-Down. I'm signing out.